Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing the teaching on financial stewardship, and I started this a week ago, Monday, and I've been sharing some things that have just revolutionized my life, and I've seen this happen to a lot of people. You know, here in our Bible college, we have people come from all over the world, but specifically all over the United States. Colorado Springs isn't the most expensive place to live, but it's more expensive than some places, and especially we have a lot of people come from rural areas, and so they move here. Their expenses increase, not only just the cost of living, but then they're paying tuition to be in school. Many of them left jobs, careers, and so their pay decreases. Plus, because they're in school, they have to get a part-time job or work shift work or things like this. And so you have increased expenses, decreased income. Did you know that most people would expect that under those kind of criteria that every person that comes through Bible school takes a financial hit, at least for the 2 years that they're here, and it's probably a hardship and a struggle. And yet every year in our Bible college, I teach on nothing but these principles of financial stewardship. And I teach on this in our chapel services. Now, I teach all of my other classes, but in chapels, we devote it to financial stewardship because of a couple of reasons. One of them is, like I say, in the natural, it's just a hardship. Increased expenses, decreased revenue is a recipe for disaster. So we try and avoid that disaster. Plus, for ministers, they need to have a proper perspective on finances. I didn't. And because of it, I struggled in ministry for decades when I didn't need to struggle. But I had a wrong concept about prosperity. So I just feel it's important to teach on it. So in our chapel services, I teach on financial prosperity. And did you know every year at the end of the school year, I ask people to raise their hand if you are better off now than you were 2 years ago when you first came to school. And it is common to have 80% or more of the students raise their hands saying that they are in better financial shape now than they were 2 years ago before they came and decreased their income and increased their expenses. And you know why? Because the Word works. In the natural, this doesn't make sense. In the natural, if you say 2 minus 1, that doesn't equal 3. But in the spiritual realm, when you have something and you give some away, you increase instead of decrease. And it's all about a heart attitude. And we see this happen over and over and over again. So the things that I'm sharing with you about financial prosperity, they aren't only working for me, they're working for other people. And this is why I'm passionate about this, because it has set me free. In the past, I have had a desire to reach people, and I couldn't do it because I didn't have the finances to reach out. And I have seen Satan use a lack of finances to hinder me in doing what God has called me to do. And I tell you, that is frustrating. I think it's Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, that says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick." And you know what? If you have a goal out here, a desire to do something, and if you're thwarted in your ability to do that, it makes your heart sick. It leads to depression and discouragement. And especially, I've had a desire to reach people and to reach as far with the gospel as I could and tell people truths that have changed my life. And in the past, I have been frustrated. Right now, God has just opened up the floodgates, and because of the revelation that I have on finances, we are now reaching and doing things that I couldn't have done 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I'm telling you that this revelation on finances has made a huge difference in my personal life, in my ministry life. There isn't the same frustration, the same aggravation that there used to be, because we are seeing the prosperity of God come, and I'm sharing with you the exact same truths that God used to change my life. And I tell you, I'm excited about that. You know what I'd like to do right here? As I was saying, this not only works for me, I've seen it work for our students, for many, many people. And I would like to play a DVD for you. And this is from this new DVD that we have out entitled Financial Breakthroughs. And it has the testimonies of six people on here who have received miraculous breakthroughs in their finances. And I just want to highlight Kevin and Rachel Dowling. They are a great couple. I remember seeing them when they first came into school. And, you know, they dressed differently. They talked differently. They were from Brooklyn, I think it was. And you just wonder about what is going on. What has these people's lives been like? And they never said a word except that they were just excited about the Lord. They would hang on every word that you said. And then it was just this last year. It's been less than a year ago that my television department found their story, put this together, and they played this at our summer family Bible conference and gave the Dowlings testimony about how God has miraculously supplied for them. And I tell you, it brought tears to people's eyes. People stood up and shouted and clapped. Kevin and Rachel were there. We had them come forward. And I mean, just spontaneously, people gave over $10,000 to them to get them a refrigerated truck so that they could continue this ministry of feeding the poor. And it's just a great, great story. So I'd like you to watch this DVD about Kevin and Rachel Dowling. And then I'll come back at the end of the program and conclude this broadcast.
Me and Rachel decided to get married. I went to my father's house to let him know. And we were sitting at the kitchen table. And he looked directly at Rachel and said, "Don't marry this piece of crap. He will destroy your life."
The first time I met Kevin was on Grant's Central Station.
We talked for a while. Her train came and she got on it and left. And later on that night, I bumped into her on Lexington Avenue. And ever since that day, we have been together. Every penny that we were able to hustle, steal, or con somebody out of went to the dope man. Because of our drug habit that left us on the streets, we never knew where we were going to sleep. We found cardboard boxes right in the middle of the street. We would just pull up near a building and we would actually sleep in that box for the night.
We were hungry. And, you know, we used to go to this pizza place and we saw this dumpster. And we just decided to look in there and we found some pizza. We found pizza and we started eating it.
A lot of times me and my wife ate at soup kitchens and churches, and we got food from food pantries also. But there was a Lutheran church, and on Sundays they gave a breakfast out for the homeless. And you didn't have to go to service or nothing, you just ate in the auditorium. Me and my wife started doing that on Sundays, but we started hanging out. And we started helping the people clean up, putting the chairs away, washing things, putting the tables away and stuff. And we got to meet some of the elders and the people of the church there. And that's when we started going to church. Now, we weren't saved or nothing. We were still living on the streets, and they didn't know we were getting high. There was this lady, Pat Ritzel, that we met through church.
And thank God that she invited us, two strangers, in her home.
I was sitting at the kitchen table, and Pat just kept telling me, "You know, Kevin, God loves you, and He will always love you no matter what." It was right there when I just felt something move in my heart. And she asked me, "Kevin, do you want to give your life to the Lord?" And I'll tell you, that was the greatest thing I ever did in my life. I mean, I just received Jesus right there, right in her kitchen. And I was so excited. I mean, it was so joyful. It was awesome. So I went to Rachel and I said, Ray,
I got saved. Give your life over. And then I said, honey, I'm not worthy.
But you know what? Praise God, the next day,
she told me how much God loved me.
She gave her life over. And it was awesome. Our drug habit was so bad, and we were just sick of the way we were living. We found a Christian rehab that took husbands and wives. We went into the rehab, and I turned myself in because I was wanted and I violated my probation. That's when I was locked up, and my wife stayed in the program. As soon as that year passed and I cleared everything with the court system, I went up to my probation officer. Her name was Mrs. Rodriguez, and I said to her, Mrs. Rodriguez, if I stay here in New York, I'm only going to get in trouble again, and you're going to see me again. And she said, Kevin, you're supposed to go in front of a judge to get released out of the state of New York. She said, I'm going to stand in for you. You call me when you get those tickets, and you call me when you get to Chicago. And that's what we did. We lived in Chicago for 5 years, and then we moved to Pennsylvania. And that's when we found Andrew Womack.
God extended his love towards you, and that while you were yet a sinner, Christ died for you. And if you have accepted that love and been born again, then much more now does God love you, because He sees you in the Spirit. God is a Spirit, and to worship Him, you have to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And God is looking at you in the Spirit, and that Spirit never fluctuates and changes, even though your actions fluctuate, because you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, Ephesians 1:13, and you retain that same right standing with God now.
If it wasn't for Him, I don't know where we'd be today. For God using that man to help us where we were, you know, we wouldn't be here today.
We watched Him every day. We started ordering materials, and that's when we found out about the Bible College. We were very interested. And it was so funny because in Pennsylvania, we were looking for a home, we were looking for a house, and all the doors kept closing on us. So one night I came home and I woke up my wife and I said, honey, why don't we just go to Colorado and go to Bible college? And she looked at me and she just looked me in the eyes with such compassion and said, I've been waiting for you to say that. And what a blessing. I mean, as soon as we did that, we got a phone call and we were owed money that we never knew about. And, you know, it wasn't a whole lot of money, but it was a blessing. I paid off the car right away. We saved enough money. We waited a year. We came to CBC in 2008. An ex-junkie in CBC, just sitting under the instructions of the teachers, just has changed my life. We learned that we didn't have to earn anything, that God just loved us, and He just gave us the gift of salvation for free. Through the teaching of the Word, I noticed God's grace in my life. And the more you just keep focused on God and just staying in His Word and just loving on the Lord, you know what? I have noticed there are things in my life that I didn't even try to change, and I don't even do it no more, because it's just the love of God. And when you walk in love, I mean, when you love God first and then you love your neighbor as yourself, you know, everything falls into place. In school, they have a lot of different ministries that the students could participate in. There was a food ministry. That was ours. And since we took the food ministry over, we ran it through our whole second year, and now we graduated the school. Now we're volunteers bringing food 3 times a week. But not only are we serving the students at the school, we are serving other ministries. We are serving churches. Now, I mean, we're getting thousands and thousands of loaves of bread a week, and we get meat, and we get dry goods and canned goods. You know, we made a vow to the Lord that we would never, ever turn anybody down who was hungry. And you know what? We are just so able to be a blessing to anybody who wants it and as much as they want, as long as we have it. Every time we need something, God always brings it to us. and we always, always have money to give. God has just blessed us. I mean, we had no idea that it would be this big. The most amazing thing that God has put in our lives is our finances. I mean, here we were, Stockholm junkies not too long ago. We have never been in debt. We have never been late on any bills. You know, for many years, a long, long time, I always wanted to have a brand new Harley Davidson. Since I've been living for the Lord, I always wanted to be part of a motorcycle Christian group. I'm the assistant chaplain. We are called Black Sheep, which is kind of strange for a motorcycle ministry, but we're named that way because we're different. I mean, we're all about ministry. We're all about serving, and we're all about helping other people. You know, we're not out drinking and being rowdy like a lot of people. You know, they see a guy on a bike and he's got a patch on. The Black Sheep just love the Lord, and we just love serving and giving. Right now, our food ministry is blessing Crossfire Ministries, Good News Foundation here in the Springs. Okay, we're taking care of God's Pantry down in Fountain. We get stuff up into the Lake George Elementary School. We get stuff up into Cripple Creek, Guffey, Victor, up into Woodland Park also. I also belong to a couple of other motorcycle groups. One of them, Bikers United for America, when they have their benefits, I'm one of the guys that mostly gets a lot of the food for them. I help them cook when they do benefits and stuff, just to raise money to help other people. Every Saturday, I go pick up a trailer full of food, and I bring it home, and I just open up my trailer to all my neighbors. People come, drive over and pick up food. Other ministries come, other churches come and get cases of food. Outreaches come to get stuff from us. And we also, Springs of Life Outreach, every Tuesday we give them food and we feed the homeless down there.
This is our passion. We want to serve like God served us when we were homeless.
You know, we came from the streets, and with our ministry, we don't want anybody to feel like they're worthless or they're useless because they're going through some hard times. We want them to feel loved. We want them to feel welcomed. We just want to welcome them with open hearts and just a godly attitude. And we want to see these people through God's eyes, just like God sees us, in a loving and awesome way. When people come into our ministry, you know what? We're not going to treat them like homeless. We're not going to treat them like people going through some hard times. We're going to treat them like kings and queens.
And we just love people the way God loved us. We can't give away something that He didn't give us.
We're going to greet them. We're going to pray if they need prayer. And we're going to do our best and use all our resources to help them in any way that we can.
From addiction to freedom. From poverty to abundance. From life on the streets to a Charis Bible College classroom. From dumpster dining to feeding the hungry and sharing the bread of life. Kevin and Rachel Dowling have become world changers, living a life of destiny.
Praise God, isn't that powerful? I tell you, I love this couple, and they, you know, that DVD was powerful, but it still doesn't portray everything that's happened. These people just have a heart to give. They live to give. They have been set free, and they want to help other people be set free. And I tell you, this is one of the things that I want to get across through teaching on financial stewardship, that you, only a free person can set another person free. Only a person who's been blessed can truly be a blessing to other people. And many of us have just let the devil steal from us and keep us from experiencing his best in this area of finances. And because of it, there are many of you who would love to help and to do something, and you cannot do it because you aren't blessed financially. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. I believe that that is a scriptural definition of prosperity. Prosperity is having so much of God's supply that you can abound unto every good work. And there are many of you right now watching this program who think, well, you know, I'd love to help you preach the gospel. Like right now, we're building a Bible college campus so that we can train thousands and thousands of people with this grace gospel and send them out around the world. And many of you say, well, I'd like to help, but I'm on a limited income. I have this problem, I have that problem, and I just don't have any money to give. I'm not saying this to hurt, I'm saying it to help. But you know what? That is not prosperity. True prosperity, 2 Corinthians 9:8, is God making all grace abound towards you so that you always, not sometimes, not once in a lifetime, but always having all sufficiency may abound unto every good work. Now, you need to make a distinction between good works and religious works and where people are manipulating you and doing things. But I'm saying that true prosperity, Bible prosperity, will give you enough so that you can abound unto every good work. If you can't give and help people and support the gospel and do all of the things that are in your heart, then you are not truly prosperous. And I don't care if you live in a $1 million home. I don't care if you drive very nice cars that are mortgaged up to the hilt, but if all of your money is tied up and if it takes so much money to keep you going on a monthly basis that you don't have any to share with another person, you are poor. That's quite a statement. But I believe that that is a scriptural definition of what Bible prosperity. Bible prosperity is having all grace, producing all sufficiency so that you can abound unto every good work. I don't care if you've got millions on paper, but if it's all tied up and if you can't give and if you can't do what you feel is in your heart to do, you're a poor person. Amen. I know that didn't bless some of you, but I'm saying these things to help you. It's like Jesus when he talked to the rich young ruler. He loved him and he told him to go do these things. I'm telling you that, you know, a lot of people criticize prosperity because they say it's selfish. You know what's really selfish? Is the person who says, I've got enough. I'm on a limited income. I don't have much, but God meets my needs and I'm content and I wouldn't ask God for any more. You know what that is? That's selfish. You're thinking money is all about you. So when your needs are met, forget everybody else. That's not prosperity. I've got a lot more to share about this, but I'm going to have to continue it on my program tomorrow, so I encourage you to join me then. And also, listen as our announcer gives you information about our brand new book, our CDs, our study guides, and also this Financial Breakthroughs DVD where you can see the testimony of Kevin and Rachel Dowling.
God's basically spoken to my heart in bringing me to CBC. And me getting a hold of the message of grace and God's unconditional love has totally changed my life, my family, how I view God, how I see God, and just give me an overall better perspective on life, and it's really produced freedom.
We'd like to give you the opportunity to invest yourself in building the lives of Caris Bible College world changers through the Foundation Builders Program. This special group of ministry partners is joining hands financially with Andrew and Jamie to make this vision a reality and contributing financially toward building the lives of CBC world changers. You can get more information by calling, writing, or logging on to awmi.net/partnership. Invest yourself in Andrew Womack Ministries and Caris Bible College today. Change your life. Change the world.
The story you saw in today's program is included along with 5 additional testimonies on the brand new Financial Breakthroughs DVD. This DVD includes 6 true stories that could change your financial future and help you experience the freedom of turning your finances over to God. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get the Financial Breakthroughs DVD as part of the Prosperity Package. This package includes the Financial Stewardship Series on your choice of CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program, the book, the study guide, and the Financial Breakthroughs DVD. The entire package has a catalog value of $114, but today you can get the Prosperity Package for a gift of $85 or more. Make sure to specify the CD or DVD when you order. The second audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this second CD titled Prosperity's First Step, free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado next week for the Better Way to Worship Conference, April 25th through the 27th, in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, May 5th through the 6th, and in Atlanta, Georgia for a Gospel Truth Seminar, May 10th through the 12th. He'll also be at the Solid Rock of Atlanta, May 13th, in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Conference, June 1st through the 4th, and in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, July 2nd through the 6th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Andrew Womack Ministries has offices located around the world. To locate an Andrew Womack Ministries office near you, go to awmi.net and click Contact Us at the top of the page.
I want to make you aware that we now have our ministry, our Bible College ministry, available on online Bible school. And what this does, it allows you to go at your pace, take as many courses as you want, but you're still in a structured class situation where you have interaction with other students as well as a facilitator. It helps discipline you, but you can go at your own pace anywhere in the world. We have a web address on the screen, and I encourage you to go check out our online Bible school today.
Are you a world changer? Charis Bible College has extension schools across America. The same truth that sets you free at our main campus in Colorado Springs will set you free in Dallas, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Missouri, Atlanta, Georgia, Dyer, Indiana, Orlando, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Plymouth, Massachusetts, Jacksonville, Florida, and Gardner, Massachusetts. Log on to charisbiblecollege.org today or call our phone center and ask for a complete listing of CBC Extension School locations near you. Change your life. Change the world.